We had the smell of hot metal. We had out in the linotype bay where there were two linotype machines, unlike say the Telegraph, which I've worked on, and which say 15 years ago in Fleet Street had a whole battery of probably 70, I should think, linotype machines. But this was two, and I was introduced to the two linotype operators on my first day and was told, these are the best friends you will ever have, remember them, because the linotype man, as he is typing, is usually a pretty intelligent guy, and he could pick up the mistakes that a journalist had let through and would alert you and would query something. And I was always told they were your best friends, and they were indeed. It was amazing what they would pick. So yes, there was a smell of hot metal there because of the, the Finchley Press didn't have a foundry where you got very much the smell of hot metal, but you got the smell of hot metal mingled with the smell of printing ink. And it's with me today, and I look at, I feed on the nostalgia of it when I go into a local printing works where I'm involved in printing a little magazine locally, and I get that smell, and it takes me back 52 years, and it's wonderful.
Yes.